1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with the best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-5783. 800-298-5783. 800-298-5783. That's 800-298-5783.
Remember that song?
Southern Sports Talk is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch.
Good morning. We're live, 10 a.m. Scott Spence joining me today on the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Ranch. Jason is out today, and welcome, Scott.
Oh, thank you for having me here today.
Always a pleasure to have you in studio. Got Coach Sean Pender for Brunswick High School. He's going to come on during our guest as a guest picker, since he seems to be pretty good at that when we start talking NFL playoffs in a segment down the line. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems, Golden Isle Speedway, Golden Isles RX, and by Jessup Furniture. Monday night, as a Georgia fan, gotta be, man, I eat, live, and sleep Georgia football, okay? And Monday night, it just felt like the worst experience ever when Alabama caught that 41-yard touchdown pass to break Georgia's hearts. Just great season, but when you get that close, man, you wanna cash in and win that championship. Had a lot of disappointments in my life, sports fan life, but
you a Lions fan, so I know you.
No. I'm a Dogs fan first. Here's my allegiances when it comes to football: Brunswick High, Georgia, right there together, and then the Detroit Lions in the NFL. Tuesday, man, I just didn't want to. When I got up Tuesday morning, I didn't even want to look at TV. I didn't watch any. When that pass was caught, I immediately turned off the TV and went to bed. Didn't watch anything, didn't go on the internet. Just, it was rough for a few days.
Yeah, I turned on the Paul Feinbaum show yesterday afternoon. That's the first time I've watched any sports. But I'll say this. I've had some hard losses in my life. Joe Montana threw that pass in 1981 and beat my Cowboys. That was the first hard loss. Dan Marino beat the Dogs. Remember that in 81?
I remember that.
That was a hard loss. Oh, hard. Jackie, what was his name? Jackie Smith.
Yeah, for the Cowboys.
Dropped that touchdown pass in the end zone against the Steelers in the Super Bowl. And then Villanova hit that shot last year, 2 years ago, against the Tar Heels. That was hard. But nothing was like this one. Monday night, I don't even know what to say. But I also say this. A friend of mine said, if you would have told him Georgia played for the SEC championship at the beginning of the season, he'd have said, okay, that's a pretty good season. If you'd have told him they won the SEC championship, he'd have said, man, that is a great season. If you'd have told him they won the Rose Bowl, he would have said, I don't know what else I would like to have. So, I mean, to be disappointed is okay. We're right there. Lost in the last two big games Georgia's played in, they lost to Alabama. God, I don't even want to talk about it. I know we're going to talk about Nick Saban later, so move on to something else.
Now we got to cover the game here. First thing we're going to talk about it. The game, Georgia's up 13-0 at halftime. Totally dominated the first half. Jalen Hurts looked lost out there for Bama.
But you knew they were going. You knew. I mean, Georgia was down 31-17 to Oklahoma, and they came back. You knew Alabama was going to come back.
Oh, you knew Bama was going
to
come back.
I mean, they weren't going to go in there and just draw. I mean, they weren't going to go to coloring and with crayons. They were going to do something to change, and they did it.
They did. They put that freshman from Hawaii in there, Tua. I can't even pronounce his
name. I call him Marcus Mariota Jr. What I call him.
He looked like Mariota Jr. He had a fantastic
second
half.
Didn't they go to the same high school?
Probably did.
I think they did.
How many high schools are in Hawaii?
Six? I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe. So, fourth quarter, if you're a Georgia fan of diehard, you saw how it was going to play out. 20-10 going to the fourth quarter, 20-13. And I'm sitting there watching the game, told my girlfriend, Georgia needs one more touchdown. If they don't get one more touchdown, this one's over. And they couldn't get it. And Bama just wore Georgia down in the fourth quarter.
You know, I had pretty much conceded the game at that point in time. But when that cat missed the field goal, actually he missed two field goals, but when he missed that first one, and I just assumed Georgia was going to win. It was meant to be.
And then it was in the scenario – they missed the field goal, the 36-yard field goal at the end of regulation, and it didn't even threaten the crossbar. It was just a pull hook, something like you do on the third or fourth hole out there at Oak Grove Island. Fifth hole, excuse me. But hooked it overtime. Georgia gets the ball, gets sacked, kicks a 51-yard field goal. Bama gets the ball. We sacked Tua for a 17-yard loss.
Oh, yeah.
And you're thinking, wow. You know Bama can't kick a field goal.
They didn't have to.
And then they throw a 41-yard bomb right up the sideline. Break it down, Coach. Tell me what happened in that.
Steve Young dropped. I meant Marcus Smith. I meant whatever that guy's name
Tua.
Is. That dude did look like Steve Young, by the way.
He slung it, didn't he?
God almighty. I knew we was in trouble right off the bat.
Coach anyway, Pender take him and his offense at Brunswick.
I'll break it down. I was on the back porch with my boys. I done gotten quiet. I was sipping on a little sweet tea. It's getting late. It was about 12 a.m. And he dropped back, threw the pass. I don't know what coverage we was in. We was in a sieve protection, I think. And he went on through. There was nobody near him. I could have caught the ball. Touchdown.
I don't know about that.
Now, I looked at the TV. I watched it because I wanted to make sure of two things. One, it really happened. And two, that the referee's going to actually call it a touchdown. When that happened, I got up. I looked at the clock. It was like 12:14. I didn't say bye. I didn't say nothing. I just went and got in the bed and went to sleep. Left my friends out there. That ain't my problem. That's theirs.
Here's what I did. I'm standing there watching it, standing up.
Are you standing up?
Standing up.
That means you got a little nervous.
Georgia got that sack. So I stood up, getting fired up. Saw the ball in the air. Saw the open receiver. Saw him catch it, and I fell to the floor like I'd been hit with a Mike Tyson left hook, and just laid there for about 2 or 3 minutes, shook off the cobwebs, turned off the TV, went to bed.
I didn't even
toss and turned all night, too.
It was rough.
It was rough.
You know what, though, Kip? We're number two in the nation, top number one recruiting class. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
We might even take some calls this morning on the pristine water landline, 912-275-7017. The regular host, you know, he gets a little nervous about taking calls, but I'm here in the spirit of transparency, so we'll take calls today,
912-275-7017
on the pristine water landline. You listen to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch and Scott Spence, and guest picker today, Coach Sean Pender. Georgia had a great season. SEC champions, nobody can take that away. Year two of Kirby Smart era, ahead of schedule.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the thing is Georgia's really not losing that much. I mean, I know, I get it. You're losing the two running backs, you know, losing the best linebacker in the nation, but other than that, really not that much.
They got some talent.
Got some players, got some linemen. Finally, thank God we got some offensive linemen to play football now. So, I mean, if you can control the lines of scrimmage, you're going to be good. They're going to be okay.
Got a quarterback?
I think they have a quarterback, yeah. I think they found him.
And got one enrolled coming in. That's going to be pretty good from what I hear.
I don't think so. But that's another story. That's another story for another time. I think he's going to be a great wide receiver, though.
He's an athlete.
Yeah, he's
a five-star athlete coming in.
Yeah.
I know Jake Fromm is it's his football team from here on out. It's his.
We better hope he don't get hurt because we don't have a backup now. That boy from Jessup, or boy from Pierce County, it ain't going to be Justin Fields. You'll see, though. Don't worry. Y'all, Facebook Nation, all this, y'all see.
We're going to see.
It ain't going to be Justin Fields. But he's a five-star something.
Right, we got an interesting segment when we come back from break. We're going to talk about our top five college football coaches of all time.
Let me just say one thing. If your team, if you got a broke hand and your team is in the final eight of the state championship and you don't play, I don't want you on my football team.
We'll pick that up when we come back from break.
The home for oysters on St. Simons, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch with Scott Spence with me, guest hosting or guest commentating today, whatever you want to call it. Coach Sean Pender's in the studio, too. We're going to have him on to guest pick in the next segment. Interesting segment right now, brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Port City Paint Body Shop, Catch 228. Man, I love Catch 228. Been spending a lot of time there lately. Good food over there. Good atmosphere. Interesting segment coming up. Nick Saban wins his sixth national title at Alabama. Won at LSU. 5 at Alabama. And people are saying he might be the greatest college football coach of all time. So I came up with this segment today with me and Mr. Spence, and we're going to pick our top 5 coaches of all time. I've actually got 7 on my list. I got tied for 5th, and I got tied for 1st. So I got 7 on my list. You want me to start, or you want to start?
Well, let me just say this. Okay. You know, you hear all these people talking about the best college coaches. Look, man, that's all hypothetical. It's all based on, I mean, there's so many variables that go into who the best coach is, how they became, I mean, number of wins, winning percentage, who did they play? I mean, some of these cats don't play anybody and they just win 10, 11 games a year.
Like Mark Richt.
Familiarity. Familiarity. How familiar are you with this person? I mean, there's some, probably some cat that we never heard of. Okay. I watched Woody Hayes coach one football game. That's when he punched that kid in Jacksonville.
I love Woody.
Okay. But that's the only time I watched him. Because when we were growing up, we didn't see those guys play. Okay. Georgia came on one time. We listened.
Maybe two times a year.
It was against Florida and maybe Tech or Auburn. That's it.
That's it.
And we listened on the radio. So everything we're going to talk about is what we've read. So basically, I'm going to talk about what I've seen in my 50 years of existence on this earth.
All right.
So you go ahead. Fire away, brother.
I'll start with number 5 on my list, and it's a tie. With Barry Switzer.
See, you didn't... there you go. You copycatting right there.
No. I'm not copycatting.
There you go.
I
right
got
there.
A tie.
You're copycatting. Go ahead.
Lou Holtz, Barry Switzer. Lou Holtz. I love me some Lou Holtz.
Let me tell you how I make my list, first of all.
Okay.
See, I don't make my list like that. I'm different. When I was watching the playoff show, who got in the playoffs? We were at the Oak Grove Island, whatever they call that, country club, whatever. We were there. And they named the first 3 teams, and then they waited on the 4th team. And a friend of mine looked at me and said, who do you not want to see in the 4th spot? And I said, I don't want to see Alabama.
No, sir.
And he said, that's who needs to be there. And that's why they need to be there. So I'm going to say this. When I pick my top 5 coaches, I'm going to say, who do I not want to coach at Auburn or Florida? Okay? It ain't got nothing to do with what you've done. Who do I not want to coach at my rival when I'm a Georgia fan? So number 5 for me, Mr. Spurrier. I don't want to see Mr. Spurrier coach anybody that we play. So
we saw that at South Carolina firsthand.
Baby.
Saw it for 12 years
at
Florida.
The dude won the ACC championship at Duke. That ought to make him the best coach in the history of the world right there.
And he won 6 SEC titles and a national championship
in
Florida.
In 11 years.
And won the SEC East at South Carolina.
Yeah, yes. He took South Carolina. I mean, I think his winning percentage went down the last few years. But didn't they win like more than 10 games 3 years in a row at South Carolina?
They won 11 games 3 years in a row.
Yeah, I don't want to see Spurrier. And he's not going to get the respect. You know, you got these Florida State people, they don't know anything about blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Steve Spurrier is one of the best coaches ever. I would love for him to come to the University of Georgia, but I certainly do not want to ever see Georgia have to play against one of his teams.
I had Lou Holtz on my list.
Lou Holtz.
Because simple fact, and we were there firsthand to see it in Columbia, South Carolina in 2000. He took a dumpster fire over at South Carolina. I'm talking about that absolute dumpster fire that just had a tanker full of gas poured on it and a match struck to it. That's what he inherited at South Carolina. And in 2 years, he had them winning the Outback Bowl, 8-4.
Yeah, if we had to name 10, I would say Lou would be in there. I don't want to say he's Spurrier. You know, the thing about both of those guys is they're innovators. Spurrier with the fun and gun, but Lou Holtz and I don't know that people really know this. Lou Holtz,
he won it everywhere.
Well, he was one of the he was one of the guys that originated the Veer offense, the split back Veer. He wrote a book on that, and I mean he is really a true innovator when it comes to offensive football, and folks don't even know that.
He won at NC State, won at Arkansas,
won
at Notre Dame.
Lou's a good coach.
Won at South Carolina. Everywhere he's been,
he's won. South Carolina. I mean, he won at South Carolina. He won a national championship at Arkansas, didn't he?
No.
They lost.
He had some good teams at Arkansas, but they didn't quite get over the hump. But he won a national championship at Notre Dame after they'd been down for a while.
Yeah, that was a gift. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Notre Dame. Next on my list.
Go ahead.
Vince Dooley.
See, there's that homer in you.
201-77 and 10, six SEC titles and a national championship. And Herschel was only there for 33 of them victories. And he coached at Georgia when Bear was at Alabama.
How many SEC championships did Vince win?
Six.
Herschel had half of them.
Same time Bear was at Alabama.
Well, I mean, and they say that Herschel was the one that finished Bear off. I hate that, but that's what they say. If you look at when Bear was doing well, when Herschel walked on campus in Athens, that was it for Bear. Maybe Fromm's the one that finishes Saban off. I don't know. But we'll see.
We'll see.
My number four is Mr. Switzer.
He's
Mr.
good,
Switzer
man.
Won a whole bunch of football games and three national championships, if I'm not mistaken.
And beat the brakes off of people.
If y'all read, I don't know, some of y'all out there might not read, but if you read, you need to get a book called Bootlegger's Boy. It's Barry Switzer's autobiography. It's a pretty good book. And I'll let you borrow a copy if you bring it back to me. But it's one of the best books I've ever read. And in that book, he talked about hanging half a hundred on people in track meets when they was running the wishbone. Barry Switzer, I would not want to see Georgia play against a Barry Switzer coach team if he had some talent.
Mm. But especially not in that
the
era.
The worst he ever did was 7-4-1, something like that. I mean, and everybody's like, well, they didn't play. Well, they played Texas every year. They played Nebraska every year. So they played somebody.
Oh, they played some good teams. Yeah. Next on my list, we got a couple of minutes left in the set. Next on my list, Tom Osborne, Nebraska. Florida can attest to Tom Osborne in the 1995 National Championship game as they ran through the Gators 62-24. Tom Osborne, quiet man, but God, he'd win 11, 12 games every year, and before you know it, Nebraska's playing for a national title.
Tom Osborne's next on my list, too. I wrote this down. I wrote, this is impressive. Listen to this. 255, 49, and 3. That's his record. 255 wins, 49 losses, 3 ties. 84% of the time they won. That's ridiculous. 3 national championships, and if you remember in 1983, they went for 2.
They did?
Went for 2 and didn't get it. Had they got it, they would have won 4 national championships. Check this out. He won 63. Tom Osborne won 63 of the last 66 games he coached in, and nobody talks about that.
That was after Barry retired at Oklahoma.
The best college
football. 49 losses, probably 10 or 12 of them were to Barry.
When they had Tommy Frazier, when he was a senior, that's the best college football team I've ever seen in my life.
Mm. That was a good. I don't remember seeing a better team.
I don't know that anybody could beat them.
The 95 Nebraska Cornhuskers is the best college football team I've ever seen.
They just beat Florida. What did they beat them? 63-12 or something like that.
Beat Spurs, breaks in.
They beat the dog out of them.
My number one, we got about a minute left in a second. My number one coach, I'm going to call it the Alabama number one. Nick Saban, Bear Bryant combined at Alabama, 11 national titles.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked about this earlier. I really didn't see Bear Bryant coach, okay? I've watched Nick play. But I think anybody with any sense in the game of football would say that those are the top two coaches. And I don't know how you disaggregate between the two. So I think you're right. I think you go with those two as number one and you move on because I don't know how you differentiate between the two coaches. And obviously, they're the best two. And I think it's easy. That's an easy conversation.
When we come back, NFL playoffs with our guest picker, Coach Sean Pender.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs, too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas. 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club.
4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Some shocking news. MCA head coach Terrell Toomer has resigned as head football coach, citing the decision has nothing to do with wins and losses, but because he and the new principal did not see eye to eye on some issues, and Toomer was not going to be asked back as head coach. MCA was 3-6 last season after the firing of Robbie Robinson. The next coach at MCA will be the fifth one in 7 years. Some better news, former Brunswick High offensive lineman Ty Henson will receive the opportunity to play in the annual Blue-Gray All-Star Game down in Jacksonville at Everbank Field on Saturday. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
Rain, baby.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. This segment brought to you, we got one talking about Purple Rain. I heard him sing Purple Rain last night, karaoke.
At the church.
Lord have mercy. If you could hear that, this show would be taken off the air. This segment brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Alan Tucker, Fox's Pizza, downtown. NFL playoffs kickoff. Final Four in the AFC and the NFC. I'll just dive into it. Coach Sean Pender, he's come on the show before and done some guest picks. Welcome, Coach. Good to have you with us this morning. You helped Jason out a lot with his picks during the football season. I noticed after you came on a couple of times, Jason's picks got a little bit better. But it was still horrible for the year. I beat him like a rented mule, but he'll never admit it on the air. But that's okay. We're going to keep track of it next year. So, NFL playoffs today, Atlanta at the Eagles. I know we in the heart of Falcon country. So, Coach Pender, I'll let you talk about it first.
Well, yeah, you know, they're the sixth seed and coming in, usually you're going to pick the number one seed, the Eagles, over.
They're favored, too.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm going with Atlanta. But it's going to be close, and typically because, you know, they've been there before quite a bit. The Eagles, they don't have a good run in the playoffs as of late, so I'm staying with Atlanta.
Has anybody gotten a break like the Falcons got? You know, you got to go to Philadelphia, and your favorite because their quarterback's hurt. If Carson Wentz plays, it ain't even close. But they going out there, Nick Foles with his 86 intercepting, but throwing the football. I think the Falcons are going to win. I actually think the Falcons are going to win big, not 38-10. But I think they'll win. I think they'll win next week. I think they'll win the Super Bowl.
That's Jason's standard pick, 38-10, when he has no idea what
to say. But I'm calling it right now on the radio, Falcons back to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying. Because I know they're winning today.
Man, I'm feeling a lot of pressure right here. I got two Falcons picks. I got my producer, Ed, sitting here with a Falcons jersey on.
Algie Crumpler.
I'm picking the Eagles.
You lose.
Eagles are the number one seed for a reason.
You lose.
They play good defense. It's outside. The weather's probably going to be a little chilly in Philly today. Falcons offense hadn't been clicking on all cylinders, and the Eagles are good on defense. Eagles are going to score enough points to beat the Falcons today.
17-6 Falcons. Two field goals from the Eagles.
So we got... And I know Ed, he's picking the Falcons, so I'm out number 3-1 here.
And you probably need to move to your next pick.
Tennessee at the New England Patriots. Night time in Foxborough. There seems to be a little animal, something going on under the behind the scenes in the Patriots camp. There seems to be things bubbling up to the surface about the circumstances surrounding the Jimmy Garoppolo trade to the 49ers.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, it's still the Patriots, and the Patriots are going to beat the Tennessee Titans today. I think it'll be easy.
Go ahead, Coach.
Oh, yeah, I'm right there with Kip. They're going to beat them, and I don't even think it's going to be close.
My old mammy used to say, go with the bookies. You hear me say that all the time.
Hold on now. We run a family type show here. We don't want to come in here talking about bookies and things like that.
The bookies say the Patriots are going to win by 13.5 in the NFL. A 13.5, that's a lock. Okay, it don't get no more. The Patriots win. They might win by 11, 8, 6, but at 13.5 point favorite in the NFL in the playoffs,
that's a lock.
Winner, easy pick. Go on.
I say Patriots 31-10.
Yeah, it don't matter. The Titans can't score.
They can't score.
Yeah, and they're going to play defense for a quarter and a half.
Yep, they can't score. They'll get to Brady a couple of times, but then Tom will start throwing the ball to them receivers on the little quick outs and little quick screens.
That's what
and
he
then
does.
They'll open
he's
up, hit Gronk, and they'll wear them down.
Yep.
My producer says the Patriots are winning big, too. Then we go to tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
This is for my buddy Randy Jackson, diehard Jaguar fan.
Oh, Lord.
Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. And, yeah, I know Jacksonville went to Pittsburgh and won in September, blew them out, blah, 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 blah. But this is Pittsburgh, and this is January. Mr. Spence, I'll let you pick this one first.
Lord have mercy. If Jacksonville had a quarterback that was a professional quarterback, I would pick Jacksonville, okay? But they don't. They got Blake Bortles, and I did pick him on my fantasy team.
They got
a couple years ago.
No, it's Blake Bortles.
Yeah, he ain't even that good. If they had actually a quarterback, if they had Eli Manning, which they will have next year, if they have Eli Manning right now, I'd pick Jacksonville. But as in terms of not having him, I say Pittsburgh wins 17-6, 17-10. 18-13, ugly, but Pittsburgh's going to win.
Coach Pender.
I do know Jacksonville is one of the two teams that make Pittsburgh have a losing record at home against them, which is the Patriots and Jacksonville. So I know Jacksonville is capable of going up to Pittsburgh and upsetting. And I would like Jacksonville to win that game. Mm. However, you have Antonio Brown, you got Le'Veon Bell, and you got a very good Pittsburgh defense in January. I'm going with Pittsburgh on the win.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just throw this out there.
So we hadn't disagreed on anything yet.
Except for the Falcons pick.
Hold on, you didn't pick the Falcons?
I picked the Eagles. Jacksonville's not going to Pittsburgh and win. I'm not wasting any more time on the Jaguars today. They are not going to Pittsburgh in January and winning with Blake Bortles at quarterback.
You also said the Chiefs was going to go to the Super Bowl last week.
Now.
I listened. You did. You said the Chiefs was going to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs,
unlike the regular host of the show, I will admit when I have been wrong. I was severely wrong last week. I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't either.
Okay. Next pick, when producer says the Steelers are going to win as well. Next pick, New Orleans at the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm going to pick this one first because the Minnesota Vikings are going to the Super Bowl and the Minnesota Vikings are winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, Jesus.
You heard it here first. You got to get bold and go out on the list. The Minnesota Vikings are going to beat the New Orleans Saints tomorrow, and they're going to beat them up physically.
Okay.
This is the same guy that said the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the
Super Bowl
a week ago.
Hold on. Name three defensive starters for the Minnesota Vikings.
I don't need to.
Then that's all you need to know.
They no name. They kind of like the 72 Dolphins. Pender, you know what I'm talking about?
They going to let Sam Bradford play quarterback?
No.
What's the other guy they got from Louisville?
Case Keenum.
No, the guy from Louisville. He's healthy. Is he
Teddy
play?
Bridgewater? No, Teddy's not going to play. Vikings are going to beat the Saints.
Ooh.
Vikings are good on defense.
Ooh. Ooh.
They beat them earlier in the year.
The Vikings are favored by 5. And so that means the bookies think they're going to win. And Saints are going to win. Saints are better. Saints have got a good football team.
Saints are good.
It's going
to
set up.
It's hard to pick against Drew Brees.
Atlanta, New Orleans, NFC Championship game in the Bayou.
Okay.
And that's why the Falcons are going to the Super Bowl.
Coach Pender.
I would like to see New Orleans win this one. Drew Brees again and them two running backs, I really like to watch the way they play. And they've been hot lately, you know, the way they've been going. And I would like to see that set up with Atlanta and New Orleans. But I tell you what, it is scary with how good the Vikings are. And with trying to go with the prediction of Atlanta in the Super Bowl, you're going to have to go with New Orleans beating the Vikings, because Atlanta's not going to beat the Vikings if that happens.
What's my producer saying?
Saints.
He says the Saints. So I'm outnumbered again, 3-1.
The man's wearing an Algie Crumpler shirt on my jersey.
He's got a Hooper shirt on.
Yeah, but that's Algie Crumpler. He's the originator of 81. Right.
We come back from break. We'll talk about the mess that we know as the McIntosh County situation.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs, too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas. 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway, or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, live in the studio
just
here.
The Eagles, by the way.
And I picked the Eagles. I picked the Saints, and not the Saints, but the Vikings. This segment brought to you by Big City Cleaners, Nat's Landing, the sweet potato fries at Nat's, pretty good. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, and by Pristine Water. Local, get on the local scene here. Stories starting to surface that Coach Terrell Toomer at McIntosh County Academy will not be back next year for the Bucks, and in a program that needed some stability, more instability has surfaced.
Yeah, I I think I know what happened over there, and I don't want to really talk about that. But I will talk about the program. You know, if you look back at McIntosh County, you got two coaches that have had success there. You get Bradley Warren. He had some good seasons there for 3 years. And you have Robbie Robinson. I think he was there for 9, maybe 10 years in two spans. They're really the only two coaches that have success. And I was talking to Coach Pender yesterday in the office, and in my opinion, what they need to do is they need to find somebody that, A, wants to be the football coach there, not is looking for a stepping stone, and B, can coach in a small situation. It's a different skill set to coach somewhere like that than, say, Camden County. That's a whole different skill set. And obviously, Robbie Robinson had that skill set. So either, I don't know, the deal there, bring him back, or get somebody like that that can coach.
Let's bring Coach Pender in real quick. Coach, I got a question. You have some experience coming from a 3A program up to a 6A program. Talk about a little bit of the differences there.
Well, looking at the athletes that you're dealing with, you know, at a smaller program, you always got to maximize your athletes, but over there you don't have as many to choose from. So, and there's a lot of things that you have to do that are off the field with these situations, and you have to have someone who's willing to invest and spend a lot of time, you know, bring these kids into your home, see a whole nother, you know, side of them than just out there like you would in some of the 5 or 6A programs.
Dr. Spence, stability. You've been a principal now for a long time, currently at Brunswick High. 3 superintendents in 7 years, 5 football coaches in 7 years, 3 or 4 principals now in 7 years at MCA. What does stability mean to a school system?
Well, just look at I probably shouldn't go here, but I'm going to do it. Just look at Glenn Academy, okay? The 7 years I spent at Glenn Academy, and we were able to hire some good coaches, football, baseball, all around sports program. And it wasn't that we were able to pick good people. It's that those good people are going to come to stability, and they want a stable environment. And so you get good folks when you're stable and you have good folks. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got to find something, a superintendent, a principal, whatever, that's going to bring some stability there. They haven't had stability there since Dr. Hunter was there. And I thought they were doing a pretty good job over there in the school system when he was there. Since then, they've changed quite a few times with everything. And you're right. That's what they need. They need stability, but they need a football coach that wants to be there. And as Coach Pender said, that's a different skill set when you're talking about coaching 6A or 7A versus single A.
Let's bring Coach Pender back. Coach, you know, you've coached against McIntosh before. You know what kind of athletes they have up there. What kind of system you think is best suited for the talent pool that's up in McIntosh?
You have to start defensively, you know, in my set, more than offensively. You have to start with defense, working on the base fundamentals, because they have very, very good athletes. And if you can get, you know, someone in there who really, really knows good defensive football, that can control the physicality of the game, because those kids are physical by nature. And then, you know, you get somebody in there that can run, you find a good quarterback. They have players there that can play the quarterback position and be able to just have that consistency. Don't turn the ball over. You have that, because that's what worked. The two times that they were very, very successful there, that's what they had. They relied on very good defensive football, and then they had offenses that would just wear you down and not make mistakes, force you to make mistakes, and then they would win that way. I think that would be good. Now, you know, I'm a spread guy with the things that we did and take chances, but, you know, they got enough athletes over there where you can be a little bit more conservative in the beginning, and then as you get that stability, then you can start taking more chances.
So what's happening up there? 5 football coaches in 7 years? I mean,
you got to go out there and talk to them people about that. I ain't going there.
I mean, there's got to be something bubbling under the surface up there to keep having the kind of turnover that they're having. Did they win a They might have won one game last year.
No, they won three.
They won three?
You know, like Coach Pender said, they got some athletes now. I can remember when I first went to Glenn Academy, they used to go toe-to-toe with Glenn Academy. I'm talking about toe-to-toe.
They beat Glenn a time or two.
Oh, yeah. And one time, it was like the one time that they didn't win, Glenn was actually pretty good and beat McIntosh like 21-17. And I'm talking about a absolute war at Glenn County Stadium. From a school with 500 kids versus a school with 1,800 kids.
Like Coach Pender said, they've got the athletes up there to be very, very successful. You think they promote within, or they go out and just do a statewide search and bring somebody in? Coach Pender?
My opinion, they need to go outside. They need to go and bring someone fresh in there, you know, with what's going on. I think they had a hard time filling the slots that they had. You know, already, so that's telling you right now that they don't have the people in-house to get the job done.
And Coach Spence, you want to weigh in there?
No, I think they definitely need to go outside. I don't know that much about the people. I used to know a lot of the coaches there when Coach Robinson was there, but I don't know a lot about those folks. But obviously, they don't have the in-house people, so they probably need to go outside. There are coaches in this school, in this county, that probably could do a pretty good job there.
The community support's there. I mean, I've seen it firsthand. So they've got to bring somebody in now that's going to kind of bring the community together and kind of unite the fan base. And, you know, they're just 2 years away from being in the dome playing for a state championship.
Yep, I think you're right. I think they need to. The community support's always been there, and they've always had good athletes. And I think if they get the right coach, and that person's out there, I promise you that person is out there. But you got to find the guy that wants to be there. That's a key, wants to be there, and wants to coach at McIntosh, not looking to move somewhere else.
Well, Coach Pender?
You also need that person who gets that job or has a chance to get it. The Board of Education and the superintendent has to be clear that, hey, we're going to try to back you. You know, look, this is hire is going to be on them. And if they make this hire, they need to support that coach. They need to give him the means. He needs to be successful. If the Board of Education does not do that, it's going to not get any better. It's going to get worse.
When we come back from break, we're going to talk about what's next for football teams in our viewing area.
The Cowboys.
No, we're not talking about them.
The 2018 Rhino Ag Super Bowl of Racing, presented by General Tire at Golden Isle Speedway. The Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series kicks off its season with this huge event. Check out all the top names in the Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series, February 1st through the 3rd. Thursday practice followed by two action-packed nights, Friday and Saturday. Hot laps start at 5 p.m. For more information, visit GISDirt.com or call the ticket office, 912-386-0061.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The George's Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents
the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Some shocking news. MCA head coach Terrell Toomer has resigned as head football coach, citing the decision has nothing to do with wins and losses, but because he and the new principal did not see eye to eye on some issues, and Toomer was not going to be asked back as head coach. MCA was 3-6 last season after the firing of Robbie Robinson. The next coach at MCA will be the fifth one in 7 years. Some better news, former Brunswick High offensive lineman Ty Henson will receive the opportunity to play in the annual Blue-Gray All-Star Game down in Jacksonville at Everbank Field on Saturday. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kit Branch. Entering our last segment here, this segment brought to you by Coconut Kev's, Brunswick Country Club, Georgia Sea Grill, and the Strike Zone. We've talked a lot about football today, and we're going to have a segment for the finish out the show. What's next? And we'll bring Coach Pender and Dr. Spence in and get out their comments. We'll start. What's next for Georgia Tech football? Coach Pender?
Well, Jalen Jackson's what's next for Georgia,
Georgia Tech.
That's right.
You know, they got to make up their mind what they're going to do. I mean, do you keep Paul Johnson? Do you keep that little thing right there and you keep going 8-4? You know, a great season, 9-3.
5-7 this year.
You know, they have got some stability. They're okay. At no point in time are they ever going to threaten to be in the college football playoff. I think that I think they need to move on. I think it's time to put their big boy pants on and move on and get a real football coach.
I think with the right coach in Atlanta that runs a pro style or a spread type system with the athletes in the Atlanta metro area, in the state of Georgia and surrounding areas, a football coach could go into Atlanta, Georgia and be very successful.
Yes, I agree. Again, going back to where do you not want one of these coaches coaching at? I do not want to see a great football coach go to Georgia Tech because I enjoy beating Tech 16 out of 17.
I love Paul Johnson at Georgia Tech as a Georgia fan.
So that's what I mean. Continue with Paul Johnson and keep going 7-4, Glenn Etheridge.
Florida State University. Jimbo Bolts takes the money, goes to Texas A&M. What's next for the Seminoles? They bring in Willie Taggart as their head coach. 1 year at Oregon. Excellent recruiter from all accounts. What's next for Florida State? Coach Pender, you know a lot about the Seminoles.
I do. And Willie Taggart, so he's a good coach. I do think, and I'm going to give him the benefit of doubt, I do think he's going to go in there and he's going to do a good job because of his ability to recruit, and I like his style of coaching as well.
I think it's either going to be a bomb that blows up in their faces and they're just horrible, or they're going to be great. And I don't know Willie Taggart. I know he's an offensive genius, but there's more to coaching, to being a head coach, than running a good offense. And that's a tough place because those people expect to win.
And they expect to play good defense,
yes,
in Tallahassee.
Those people expect to win. And this year they were just – they're not even mad that Jimbo left, by the way. I know some Florida State fans. They don't care. They kind of wanted him leaving anyway. So I don't know. I don't know. I just know it's going to be one or the other, really bad or really good. Probably really
did
bad.
Did Jimbo leave the cupboard bare?
I think he might have.
Coach Pender?
Well, I do think Jimbo got out-recruited. You know, so in that aspect, I'm not a big Jimbo fan either, and I think that's why Florida State was happy to see them go. But I do think Willie can redo it, you know, pretty quick. Now, you got some really good recruiters now in college football in the state of Florida.
Really good. You got some great recruiters.
Yes. So where do they start? Do they try to get back down into Tampa and Miami area and start pulling more kids out of there like Coach Bowden used to?
Exactly.
That's where they got to go get them.
Straight to that area code. What is it?
305.
305 area code.
That's where they are.
The 305. Hey, let's talk about Jimbo real fast. 6-6 next year at best.
For
Texas A&M. They got to beat Auburn. They got to beat Alabama. They got to beat LSU. Every year. Not some years. Every year. Not going to happen. 6-6.
$7.5 million to go 6-6.
And that's what's going to happen, too.
And they fired Kevin Sumlin, who was 51-26.
Kevin Sumlin was a better coach than they realized. They might have fired a better coach than they got right now.
Hmm. Florida. What's next for the Gators? In my opinion, the Gators have got to get better fast on offense. They've got to go out and get playmakers on offense. And they just have to recruit. McElwain stopped recruiting down there, and the program has gone off the cliff. Coach Spender?
You said it perfect with what they needed, and they got exactly what they needed. And Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen's going to come in. He's going to do a phenomenal job. The first thing he's going to do is he's going to find a quarterback, or the quarterback that's there, he's going to make a lot better. And when you see that happen, you know, Georgia, beware. Florida's going to be back.
Florida's back. Florida, the second they got rid of Jim McElwain, Florida got better. And then they hired the guy that I didn't want to see get hired. I wanted him to stay at Mississippi State because I wanted to see Dan Mullen not have any athletes.
He's going to have them at his disposal now.
Yes, he does. But and guess what? They're better right now.
They're better.
They are better right now. They will be in a bowl game. They will challenge to win the East. It's between Georgia and Florida again. And guess what? Tennessee ain't far behind, by the way.
It'll be a couple of years
they
for Tennessee.
They got the right guy. They should have hired him 5 or 6 years ago.
Florida. Felipe Franks is not the answer at quarterback.
Don't worry. They'll get him. They'll get the answer.
They got Emory Jones coming in from North Georgia, rated very, very high on everybody's board. And he runs that system that Coach Mullen likes, the University of Georgia. I'll tell you, I'll start with University of Georgia. Georgia's got to get bigger and stronger on the lines of scrimmage. That's a start. Georgia's got to get some shutdown corners, and they got to continue to recruit like Kirby's recruiting. He's got some studs coming in. He's got a machine going right now. But I think Georgia's got to get a little bit stronger on the defensive side, and especially on the line, offensive line, got to continue to improve. Got to get those studs at corner that can shut people down, and then the sky's the limit.
I think you're right about the corners. I think they're going to always have good running backs. They're going to always have good defensive linemen and good linebackers. Got to get some defensive backs. Had they had a couple studs at corner this year, they would have went undefeated probably.
Could spend it quickly because we've got to run out of time here.
Replace that Mike linebacker with someone very good.
He's very good.
He's from Liberty County, by the way. Got him there on campus already.
So, guys, thank you for joining me today. You've been listening to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, signing off. And the Falcons are not winning today. And the Saints aren't winning tomorrow. And I'll be sure to remind you of that next week.
What time does the Lions play?
Same time the Cowboys do.
Isn't it funny how Kip's going with the number ones? He's not taking any chances, is he?
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves, banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and Pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com. Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.